Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We'll wrap up the show on this. DJ LeMahieu is going to return soon. Boone said that he was going to start a rehab either Thursday or Friday. I haven't seen anything today, so I'm assuming the rehab will start on Friday. LeMahieu said he needs about five games before returning to the lineup. I know it was either last episode or two episodes ago I said that I'm not even excited about him coming back or that I'm not whatever I had said. Now, based on how bad Gleyber Torres has been, and now you hope that that single he had in the ninth inning is kind of the catalyst to get him going, but if he has another series here against Tampa where he's kicking the ball around, making mental errors in the field, and just striking out in big spots, is he the odd man out? Is he the guy that hits the bench when DJ LeMahieu comes back? And I just want to preface this by saying that Boone still seems like he made everybody believe that Volpe is not going to be removed from the leadoff spot when LeMahieu comes back. But is Gleyber Torres the odd man out?
I'll keep this short and sweet. For me, the Yankees have to really ask themselves, what are our plans here? Because even if Gleyber Torres continues at the pace that he's at right now, you'd have to imagine that at the trade deadline, especially a guy that would be a rental, that Gleyber Torres headlining a package for a big pitcher.
Not happening if he's getting benched.
Exactly. Thanks. That's my point.
Gleyber Torres isn't getting benched, guys.
Well, that's my point is I don't know that you can do that because I think there's more value in Gleyber Torres trying to get hot here or at least have his moments.
At the expense of somebody that has
did I miss
played.
Why it's not Cabrera? Just because he's been good?
Oh,
because
yeah. He's been so good.
I mean, if it's a meritocracy, who deserves to play more?
Oh, sure, definitely but it's Cabrera. Not. We're Yankee fans, dude. Well, is that how they fucking operate?
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem. Do you platoon? You don't like Cabrera playing against lefties,
nah,
do you
done.
Platoon?
LeMahieu's the everyday. Do that's... I platoon? Yeah. I release.
Who are you releasing?
DJ.
DJ.
We're not going to do that with 3 years left on his contract.
All right. And well, they're not going to bench Gleyber Torres. Well, we're still talking about it.
Yeah. Well, there's a higher probability of that, wouldn't you say?
No.
You don't think there's a higher probability of them benching Torres than...
A numbers game, sure, but I think they're both extremely unlikely.
And probably correct in saying that, but if the Yankees really have no long-term plans for Gleyber Torres, what's the harm in benching him?
If you don't have long-term plans, the long-term plan would be at least we can salvage him and get something for him. If you're benching him, like you just said, then you're losing all trade value.
If he never gets it, and then you also, what if this is a point I want to bring up here. We've seen
20 games in.
But listen, when he moved to shortstop, how dreadful was he at the plate?
For sure.
And now this the whole contract situation, you can't say these things don't affect him.
Yeah, no, I could see that being a possibility for sure. But I don't see the answer to that being he's either even considering him going to the bench.
He's hitting 208 right now with a negative war.
How do you have a negative war? How is that pop? I honestly,
so
I'm asking.
You're a replacement would be doing
so you're actually
better than you.
So you're costing
league,
yes,
average.
You're,
yeah,
worse,
yeah,
than
you're
a league average.
You're costing the
you're
team
below average.
You're costing the team wins, basically.
Right. Okay.
Got it.
Love I that. Mean, the year that he was the shortstop, dude, he had 9 home runs and 51 RBIs. I mean,
yeah, let's hope we're just getting a slump in Glaber. I want to look. You can also maybe we could look at the numbers there for how many pitches he saw in that year, because you got to look at a bright spot there that he's in. He was at least when I saw this stat was that he was in the top 5 in terms of pitches seen. So
remember, you know, Glaber Torres was so bad at shortstop. Yeah. That the Yankees had to change their entire organizational philosophy for the position because of him.
And now aren't you kind of seeing shortstop Glaber making his way to second right now?
Literally? And what is the other thing? I mean, that's what we have to ask the question. Is this contract situation, is this going to be an albatross around him where he's just that's something that's on his mind at all times? And it's just going to suck the productivity out of him?
Well, maybe he's turned the page and he's moved on. Like you said, they don't win that game without Glaber getting on.
And that's the hope, right? Toronto. And we said this last episode, is that nobody's rooting against them. We all want Glaber to be the all-star Glaber and help this team win games. But, and excuse me, as I said earlier, or in a previous episode, the biggest disappointment for me for Glaber Torres is not even the performance, is that I thought he showed a level of maturity that he hadn't shown before last year. And now he's kind of had that regression back to that guy. And it's almost worse than it's ever been.
Yeah.
So DJ LeMahieu's on his way back and somebody's going to be on the bench. I mean, you don't want to bench Glaber, and it really shouldn't. And based on performance, it shouldn't be Cabrera. What has DJ LeMahieu done to earn playing time?
That's there you go, right there. It's not a matter of, what do you think's more likely? Glaber gets benched or DJ doesn't start?
Right. Well, I think Glaber getting benched is more likely than DJ not starting. I think they're never going to not start DJ. I think they're going to do everything they can to keep him in that lineup.
To me, it's almost the same thing with Wells and Trevino. Right now, Cabrera's hot. He's got to play, just like Trevino's got to play. Even though maybe you feel there's a better long-term answer.
Yeah, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, it just comes down to how much are we looking like into the future and the value of the future. And I'm not talking long-term future. I'm talking this year, where this team needs to make moves to win a World Series versus playing the hot hand. And it's like I said to start this whole segment, you can't bench Glaber if your plans are snagging a pitcher with him headlining a deal.
Well, all I know is that if everybody's like, oh, the Yankees are going to give him $100+ million. Well, the Yankees have tried to trade him 2 years in a row, and nobody. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when it'll be interesting to see what happens when LeMahieu gets back. Unfortunately, it's probably going to be Oswaldo Cabrera because, you know, it's the Yankees. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.